सोच ही रहे थे कि पुरुषोत्तम मास में क्या करना चाहिए। कल से ही पुरुषोत्तम मास शुरू हुआ और सोच ही रहे थे, तो राधा रानी की कृपा से, भगवान कृष्ण की कृपा से और हमारे प्रभुपाद जी की कृपा से आज हमको इतना दुर्लभ लाभ मिला है कि शायद हम सपने में भी नहीं सोच सकते कि ऐसे संत महापुरुषों के हमको दर्शन मिलेंगे और श्रवण का लाभ मिलेगा। भगवान की जब अति कृपा होती है तो ऐसे संत महात्मा और हमारे दरवाजे को खटखटा गए। तो परम पूज्य श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत नारायण महाराज हमारे बीच में विराजे हुए हैं, अपनी कृपा को बरसाने के लिए हमारे यहाँ आए हुए हैं। हमारा बड़ा सौभाग्य है, जीवन पूरा जीवन और वृंदावन ब्रज धाम में उन्होंने बिताया है। राधा रानी की असीम कृपा है महाराज श्री के ऊपर। तो एक हफ्ते का और ये दुर्लभ लाभ मिल रहा है। गंगा जी में जाते हैं स्नान करने के लिए तो ऐसा सुनते हैं कि वहां गंगा के स्नान से अब पाप दूर होते हैं, लेकिन गंगा के पास तो जाना पड़ता है। लेकिन शास्त्रों में साधु संतों को जंगम तीर्थ कहा है, उन तीर्थों से भी ज्यादा कृपालु है, क्योंकि उन तीर्थों के पास तो उनको जाना पड़ता है, तब कहीं जाके और पवित्रीकरण होता है। लेकिन साधु संत इतने ज्यादा कृपालु हैं कि हमारे घर पे आ जाते हैं, हमारे दरवाजे पे आ जाते हैं और हमारे दिल तक आ जाते हैं, और हमारे अंदर जो दिल के अंदर जो जन्मों जन्मों का जो गंदा मैल जमा हुआ है तो उसको साफ करते हैं। अगर हम नहीं चाहते हैं तो भी जबरदस्ती साफ करते हैं। तो आइए प्रेम पूर्वक, श्रद्धा पूर्वक, भक्ति पूर्वक महाराज श्री के मुखारविंद से और कृष्ण कथा सुन। हरे कृष्ण
ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गौरतिशे हरे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय What language is should I speak? In Hindi?
English.
All will hear. But
in,
I think
in
that...
between little bit Hindi and... Yes. Between little bit Hindi.
So, some Hindi, some English.
Little Hindi.
Little Hindi.
A lot of English. So everybody will get it. Yeah.
पहले थोड़ा सा हिंदी में बोल दो। आज बड़ी खुशी की बात है कि हम लोग वृंदावन से यहां पर भगवान की कथाओं को कहने के लिए आए हैं। आप जानते हैं 5000 वर्ष पहले कृष्ण स्वयं राधा जी के साथ में ब्रज के साथ में गुरु वृंदावन से वृंदावन की भूमि में पधारे थे। ब्रह्म बन करके नहीं आए, छोटे से बच्चे के रूप में आए, माता के गर्भ से आए और बड़ी मनोहारी बड़ी प्यारी लीलाओं को उन्होंने किया। उतना उनको मारने के लिए भी आई तो उसको प्रेम से बैकुंठ धाम के ऊपर माता की गति दे दी। जो जो असुर लोग आए उनका संहार तो किया ऊपर से, किंतु संहार नहीं, उनको गोलोक वृंदावन में उनको स्थान दे दिया, उनको परम मुक्त कर दिया। उन्हीं कथा का प्रचार करने के लिए सुखदेव गोस्वामी ये जगत में आए और उन्होंने भागवत के रूप में हमें वह दिव्य ज्ञान दिया, महाभारत में गीता का वो दिव्य ज्ञान दिया। ये दो शिक्षाएं कृष्ण की और लीलाएं हैं। साधारण लोगों के लिए उन्होंने गीता का ज्ञान दिया, जो मैं आत्मा हूं शरीर नहीं हूं यह ज्ञान दिया। यह कपड़े की भांति परिवर्तनशील है, ध्वंसशील है, ये जरूर जन्मेगा और मरेगा। इसमें आत्मा को जानने के लिए हम मनुष्य रूप धारण करके आए हैं, ये कृष्ण की बड़ी कृपा है। यह मनुष्य ही समझ सकता है, दूसरा कोई नहीं समझ सकता है। इसलिए पहला हमारा कर्तव्य है यह समझें, खाने पीने से हम लोग सुखी नहीं रह सकते हैं, किसी भी प्रकार से जगत में हम लोग सुखी नहीं रह सकते हैं, केवल हम लोग सुखी रह सकते हैं। गीता से भी और ऊपर की बातें उन्होंने कृष्ण के संबंध में बतलाया। कृष्ण भगवान होकर के भी बच्चों के समान जगत में आकर के बड़ी मधुर लीलाएं की और जो उनको प्रेम किया सबको वो दिया। ये यथा माम प्रपद्यन्ते ताम तथा गुरुजाम, जो जिस रूप में आए कृष्ण किसी को लौट आए नहीं, सखा के रूप में, मजिया के बाप के रूप में, किसी भी रूप में इसमें आया किसी को नहीं लौट आया। श्रीमद भागवत में इसका वर्णन किया गया है। आई टोल्ड दैट कृष्ण एंड हिज इनकॉर्नेशन कम टू दिस अर्थ only to give something, donation. For donation Ramchandra gave, Barak, Kurma, Nishinga gave, only they gave some type of bhakti. But Vyasdev has written all kinds of ethics. He has divided Vedas into four and he was not happy. He has written 18 Purans. He has written Mahabharata. He has written Gita in Mahabharata. He has done cut 54 kinds of Purans. 18 Mukha Puran, prominent, and then Sakha, and then Upasakha. He has done Vedanta Sutra. If anyone don't know Vedanta Sutra, the meaning, they are not accepted as Acharya. There are so many acharyas like Shankar, Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Vallabhacharya, Jiva Goswami, there are so many. Also Baldev Vidyabhushan. They are called acharyas. Those who are so learned and experienced in Vedanta Sutra. What is Vedanta?
the sum and substance of all Upanishads. What are Upanishads? Upanishads are called because they can take us to nearer to Krishna. Nikat. Nikat near. And Nishad. Nishad. Nishad means to sit, to give place. How can we be nearer to Krishna, to Supreme God, Personality of God, by learning the teachings of Upanishads? But ordinary person can not take essence. It is very hard, very, very hard. Because we will see that some things are each other contradictory. And where he has written that Krishna has no roof, no attributes, no shakti, no potency, no shape, no quality, nothing. And sometimes he has written that another chapter that he has potency, he has power, he has attributes, he has so many qualities, he has shape. To reconcile, this is very hard person. General persons. So Srimad Vyasa wrote at last Srimad Bhagavatam. That no confusion, no contradictory between them. There are persons in so many classes. First class, second class, fourth. So, for inferiors, there are Satpurans. More better, more advanced, Gita. More advanced, Vedanta Sutra. More advanced, then Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. His power, supreme power, he has supreme power, personality also, qualities also, everything, and that is Srimati Radhika. Potency of Krishna is Srimati Radhika. Without potency he cannot do anything. Without shape he cannot be seen. If Brahma cannot have any shape, then he is not Brahma. If he has no power, he has no quality, he has no mercy, then how he will be? Brahma? At last Krishna came. So in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told that Vyasa had written everything, but he was unsatisfied. One day Sukadeva Goswami Narad came and told, "Why you are not happy? You have written so many things. You have divided Vedas into four. You have compiled Vedanta Sutra in 500 and more than 50 shlokas. 550 sutras you have given. I thought that you are poor, but we are seeing. I am seeing that you are not happy. Aap happy prasanna nahi hai vedo shastron ko likh karke bhi. समस्त शास्त्र लिखकर के भी आप दुखी क्यों हैं? पर यू आर अनहैप्पी. इट वॉज द कैटन फैक्ट. आई डोंट नो. दोज आर इल पर्सन हैविंग सम रोग. दे डोंट नो वट इज द रोग. ओनली वैद्य और गुड डॉक्टर्स कैन सी दैट वट इज दैट रोग. सो यू आर माई डॉक्टर, माई गुरु. Guru is one of her doctor. बिना गुरु के हम लोग भगवान को नहीं पा सकते हैं. ये ध्रुव सत्य है.
बिनु गुरु भवन भी तरे न बोल जो बिरंग शंकर सम हो गो टू एक्सपर्ट्स तद्विद्धि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन शिवया उपदेशंत ते ज्ञान ज्ञानिन तत्प्रदर्शिन Those who are realizing souls, those who are liberated and who have realization that what is Krishna, what is God, what is Paramatma, what is Bhakti, what is Zai, what is Maya, illusory Maya, go to them. Though I have no attachment with this world, they have no कोई भी जागतिक कामना दे हैव नो मेटेरियल नो ग्रेटिफिकेशन सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन दे हैव ऑलवेज सिंकिंग इन द ओशन ऑफ प्रेम ऑफ कृष्णा कृष्ण के प्रेम में जो डुबकी लगा रहे हैं तरंगों में जो डूब रहे हैं उछल रहे हैं गो टू दैट हाउ टू गो नॉट इन चैलेंजिंग मूड दैट यू नो आर नो Submission and go to him. And though pranam, dandvat pranam. What is the meaning of dandvat pranam? I want to listen to you. I have given my ego that I am so wise, I am learned and everything. Take your heart empty, pure, very simple. Dandat means this thing. Namaskar, pranam, giving up all kinds of egos, worldly egos, and to surrender, like Arjun, he was surrendered so fast, so he understood what Krishna wanted to teach him. Otherwise, Duryodhana was there and all his attendants were there, Karna, Dushasan and all. They could not realize what is Gita. What are you new? So we should be so submissive first. If you are not submissive, he will not give any knowledge to you. Though are submissive, pure hearted, very simple, then he will. So go and tell him that if I am qualified to hear your classes, your teachings, then you can tell us. Very simple. यदि मैं आपकी कथाओं को सुनने योग्य हूं तो कृपा करके हमें बताया गया है इस रूप में कहे चैलेंजिंग मूड में उनके पास में मत जाओ जो तुम हमारा बराबर जानता है कि नहीं नॉट दिस चैलेंज परिप्रश्न ही न सेवया फोल्डिंग हैंड्स इन ए सबमिसिव वे इन ए वेरी स्वीट लॉन्ग वे मर्सीफुल यू शुड आंसर माई क्वेश्चन हु एंड आर Who is Krishna, the speaker of Gita? Who is Krishna, the son of Nanda and Yashoda? What he displays here in this world? What are the teachings of Krishna? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? All the living beings were charmed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is he? Who am I? This is called tattva jnana. So if you will go to them and fell flat in their lotus face, and I will tell him that I will follow what you will tell. What is Gita? What is Srimad Bhagavatam? In Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshita Maharaj has done so many questions. And Sukadeva Goswami has answered. Again some question, again he answered. Again question, again. So all are question and answer. In Gita we see Arjuna is questioning and Krishna is answering. So everything in Upanishad also like this. So you should go, we should go very humbly, giving pranam and then question something. Please, if I am qualified, you can tell. Then he will judge and see whether he is qualified to hear all these things or not. Once, Indra and Virochan. Who is Virochan? The father of Bali Maharaj and son of Prahlad Maharaj. At that time, Indra was the demigod of all the he was the king of all demigods. And Virochan was the king of all the demons. They have heard that if a man can have really, he can realize what is Atma, then he will be Ajar Amar. No death, no birth, no nothing, no misery, nothing. And he can conquer whole world. They heard this from Narada Rishi. And they asked Narada Rishi that where to have this knowledge. They told that Brahma can. They both went there. Brahma told that, oh, why you have come to me? They told both that I have come to receive the knowledge of Brahma and Atma. And if it is received, then we'll conquer whole world, everything. And we will never die. Yes, this thing is there. But it is so secret. So you should go, and after 25 years you should come. Be Brahmachari. And come after that. After 25 years they returned. He told that, now you have not saved for 25 years, you should go and save all. And they are very good dresses. And come to me. When they came, saved and very good dresses, now they were looking beautiful. He told that, you are seeing in the mirror that how beautiful you are. Yes. This is Brahma, this is Atma. And try to satisfy this Atma. You are Atma. This body. Both they went, but Indra was not satisfied. He returned from the midway again. But Virochan never returned. He went to his kingdom and told to all that I have known Atma. Now I am Ajar Amar. Eat, drink and be merry. Eat, drink and be merry. This body is Brahma, Atma. Because Brahma has told. And he began to eat, drink and merry. Taking this body that I am this. उन्होंने समझा कि मैं ही आत्मा हूं, शरीर ही सर्वस्व है, शरीर को खिलाने पिलाने से, आराम करने से, सुंदर बनाने से ठीक रहेगा. एंड ही प्रीस्ट एंड डेमन्स येट देयर ऑल वंशधर डिसेंडेंट्स और फॉलोइंग देम. सो दोज हू आर ईटिंग ड्रिंकिंग एंड मैरिंग मेकिंग मनी 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 एंड लॉस्ट द डाय. Again, they take birth. they are the descendants of Virocha. And those who are in descendants of Indra, Indra returned and told. You told that Atma is Ajar, Amar, he does not have to transfer. कोई उसका अदल बदल नहीं होता सनातन. But I am thinking that this body has birth and a short one suffering. He has growth and at last decay also, so it cannot be Brahma. Oh yes, yes, that is right. Come after 25 years. He came after 25 years. Then he told that in dream, you see that a person is seeing dream. Sometimes going here, there. So this is Brahma. Whoa. But in the way he thought that in dream, sometimes we are seeing that my one is cutting my leg. That time I am suffering so much, and after that something again. So it cannot be sanatan, nitya. Suffering and sorrows are there. So it should not be Atma. Again he came. And again he folded his hand and oh, this drink, Purush, cannot be Atma. Because there are so many chances, sometimes you see that anyone has murdered this. So suffering and sorrows. And if there is no dream, we are awakened, then we are saying no dream. So it must not be Atma. Oh yes, yes, you are telling right. Come on. After 25 years again with Brahmacharya. At that time he was thinking, what is Brahma? What is Brahma? Then he again came, then he told that when we are have no dream but we are sleeping fully, then no realization, nothing, then that person who is breathing is Atma. He went away. But from midway he again returned. At that time there is no person to realize anything, no realization, but Atma has gyan, knowledge, everything. So it cannot be Brahma.
Come on, yes.
Now you can come. And he told that he is not body, but inside who has this knowledge. I cannot see Brahma, but from I he can see all these things. Mind cannot work, but when Atma is there, man can work. Feet cannot go an inch ahead if there is no Atma. So Atma is controller and knowing of this body. And he is the part and parcel of Parabrahma, that is Krishna. Go on going, chanting name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. Try to learn Gita. And after that, Srimad Bhagavatam, you should follow the pastimes of Krishna here. Automatically, jnana will come, bhakti will come, and by this, habit. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has written all these things, that Krishna descends to this world, one is to show that I am taking all the services what the Brajvasi give to me. He is the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. He is the Shakha of Sridham and Subham. And he is beloved of Gopis. In these three, and moreover one, Dasya Bhava. We have any of them in our Atma. But now we have thought about this. Krishna Bodhi says, give another way. But for what reason we have come to this world, descended to this world, taking birth and death, endless, and feeling sorrows and sufferings? You should remember Krishna. How can? By name. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. Etad nirvidyamananam ichatam akuto bhayam yoginam nipniritam Hare Namam kirtanam. For all persons, whether they live, women or men, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Ishai, anyone, Atma is same, like same all, part and parcel of Krishna. We have forgotten now. So, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Godhead means God means G-O-D, G generator, O operator, and D destructor of this whole world. Same in Christianity, same in Mohammedan, everywhere. Krishna has said, because it, in Indian scriptures, in Vedas, it is, has written, Sat eva samma idam agrasi. It has written there. Also in Bible, it has written, God created man after his own image, he has image, and after that he has done manusma. In Quran also, God has said, Inna laha khalaka min surathi. In Quran ayat, it has been written that God has said, after so many verses, Khuda calls all, and he hears what you have done, what you have not done, and he punishes and he rewards. If he has no shape, no attributes, no qualities, then how he can go? So, we have some relation, and the potency of that relation is in our Atma. And that is, we are serving Krishna, Savitar. He is Prabhu, we are Das. Eternally we have this relation. This relation, especially in three, Sakha, Vasal and Madhu are there in our Atma. Because our religion is Prem, Krishna Priyojan. In this world we see that even any living being wants happiness. Anyone does not want to have calamity, sufferings, and but will have to suffer. Anyone does not. Dukh koi nahi chahta, sabhi sukh chahte hain. Kyon? Sukhi hamara swarup hai. Kyunki happiness is our life. Everything. So if a tiger, very ferocious tiger, in forest, he will kill other human beings and all others, but he will not kill his wife and his children. We see that there are so many dacoits in India. I don't know where here is dacoits, but more than dacoits. They can choose, they can take blood of all. In a very strictly way, they can take. But they want to love their children and their wives. So, a grass, a creeper, a tree, all has potency of prem in them. All they want sukh and happiness. And this happiness is called ananda. And this ananda is called prema, love and affection. So the religion of all persons, all human beings, is affection and love. Krishna has come to show this thing. Yes, he used to love Krishna, peacocks. All the creatures of Vrindavan, trees used to come like this in the lotus feet of Krishna, giving Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Krishna. So our all acharyas from Brahma to Narada to Vyas to Sukadeva Goswami, and after that Madhvacharya, and after that Sri Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, after that Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Srinivasa Thakur, after that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his line, Balde Vidya Bhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sakur, and our Guruji, and then Swamiji. Only for this mission, he was generous. He was so kind, merciful to all. He left his country. He used to live in Vrindavan, Mathura. He left that thing. He came to Western country. With this pagan, actual this message from Krishna. He was not ordinary person. It seems that in the beginning, I know him from 1946, about 55 years, more than that. I have helped him so much. I have served him so much. When he was a beggar, a street beggar, no fighting with him. His son and his wife left him. He wanted to make a very good family. But Krishna wanted that you should come and preach my thing. You should not be involved in these family things. So he called him. What he did, he became fell in worldly things. He was so learned person and qualified person and everything. He made a medical karkhana. No pharmacy. Big. Factory. Big factory. Bengal chemical. And he used to work there. But he fell. Then he came to Allahabad. He began a very good medical house. It was also for health. Then he made so many medicines and used to give door to door. This was also failed. When everything failed, he came to Mathura. Why it came? Become so. I told that you should take at once renounce order and sannyas. I requested him. You are so great learned, and I know that Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has told you to preach in Western countries' languages. So you should take some. In the meantime, our Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishtong Vishnupad Sishun Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami has come. He also tells the same. Then he began to think what to do. And all, when I was alone, he told me this story. This is story what I told to you. What he did, he was become he fell. So I read a slok. He told that I was remembering a slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. What was that? Yada jasya anugranami harishe tat dhanam shalai. To whom I had mercy, I take all the things. What he used. And I make them the street beggar. He told that, oh, I am my friend. and this came to my head. What should I do? Then I told that you should follow your Gurudev's order. And then our Guru Maharaj insisted. And then old man of 95, he told that if you will take sannyas, I will take with you sannyas. And he was Muni Maharaj. He was broad brother of Swami. Then he told him, yes, I will take. Then, on Purnima, Vishwarup Kaur, they were ready and Guru Maharaj gave them. And he then came to Jhansi and then he went to Delhi and he published 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam in ordinary paper because he was penniless. And then he came to Vrindavan in the Bhajan Kuti of Rup Goswami, where I also used to meet him. I used to help him because he is nothing. I used to put my chadar on me. We used to see and speak, and he used to write Srimad Bhagavatam. We both used to cook each other. He used to do like this, bilna, and I was cooking chapati and giving ghee, because without ghee and sugar he could not take anything. He was very sweets and all other. He used to cook so many good things. He was a very good cooker. He knew that I will have to go to Vrindavan, I will have to cook, and I will have to help Srimati Radhika. So, Krishna Dasa Viraj Goswami, Ji Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all other, all of them good cookers. I used to cook for my Gurudev, so delicious. And he, Swamiji also. And after that we used to do kirtan. I sent him so many books. He so many books. Khol, Kartal, duties. So many things. So no, I was with him for more than 40 years. I know him, who is he, how he preached. He was a special, he had a special mercy of his Gurudev and his Krishna. So in very few little time, he preached all over the world. If he want to. Sarva Krishna, we should try to read his books, follow his lectures and teachings. I have come to help them who are now in nervous state. They are going to be derailed. And also to, I have come here with so many messages. One, I will have to go the places where Swamiji has. And this is pilgrimage to me, a very sacred thing. I will go and take darshan. Secondly, I will have to preach Vedic culture and knowledge that is in Gita and Bhagavad and Upanishad. Very easy, but ordinary person cannot take it. And also to tie all the devotees who have relation with Swamiji, but now they are bewildered, not having any power. Gradually they are losing their faith in Krishna consciousness. They gave me so many hundreds of them. They wrote me letters to come. They went to me personally and told me, requested me to come to Western countries. And I think that he has called me, especially Swamiji. And Krishna has arranged, because all arrangements are going on. So, I think that my mission is going well, and so many persons are coming to me to hear, and they are so glad to hear me. So I am so glad. When I went to Holland, when I went to England, everywhere they received me. So they welcomed me and they heard me patiently. And thousands of persons were dancing and chanting Hari name. Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hari 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 Bol.
So I was in Houston also. Hindu community, whether they are Madrasi, Sikh, or any Madrasi, Bengali, Buhari, Gujarati, all invited me. I went to their mandir and explained the Hari Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, and they became so pleased, like I am God, demigods, and they honored me so much in their homes. They everywhere greeted me. They were telling me that you should have to give a word that you will have to come again and again. We will arrange everything. I told that I will see if Krishna arranges, then again I will come. I'm so glad that so many persons are here hearing my katha. If I was telling in Hindi, and very, very melody and very sweet Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, I cannot speak so fluently English. My English is so poor and lame. So, I think that if Hindi, Gujarati, anyone, Indian, in their temple, sings, will invite me, I will go there and tell Hari Katha, Atma Katha, Gita Katha, Bhagavat Katha, Ramayana Katha, everything. Same thing. What Ramayana has told, Srimad Bhagavat has told the same. Vedas and Prasad has told the same. And this is the message of Swamiji, and have to come to give the same thing. From tomorrow, perhaps they will have some, they will manage some courses here and there. They will manage how many days I will have to be here. And after that, California and so many places. Also in Canada, they have invited me. So, I will try to tell Hari Katha. So I'm so pleased to hear and to see so many devotees here. Gaur Pramam.